Hello everyone, I am Magdala Ramirez and I'm very, very happy to be with you today. It is such a powerful, intense times. You know, you have the equinox, then we have the lunar eclipse, and here comes the solar eclipse. And those events, all these things, all these situations, of course, it is very much influencing you. But how do this work? What's going on? Everything in this time and space is about that realization of the self. Yet there are many aspects that is showing you where is your work, what's going on. It has been a very prevalent messages about the place that you belong. And I need to say that human being is a social being by nature. But that place in that nature of yours is because you recognize that world of oneness at one point. In the self, deep inside, you do know that everything, it is so deeply interconnected. And here is the personality translating the same message in the personality that it has been programmed, maybe. And, you know, the personality forgot how to hold hands with a heart that recognizes that world of oneness. So the whole thing, since very young age, human beings has been learned how to move and exchange many of their original song, many of their original code. In nature, in your nature, particularly nature, you have these incredible abilities. You are a multidimensional being by nature. And understanding this, it's a very important thing, because the first key to open, to walk in dimensions, it is that balance of your male and female. That means your personality holding hands with that heart, that it is connected with the one that created you. And where the revelations comes about. So the place of belonging, it was translated by the personality, by exchanging some of your tones, because you thought for a long time either people knew who you are, they won't love you. You become a beggar of love. You exchange many of your tones. And those tones, it is bringing it back, because you needed those tones to make the realization of the self. You need to recognize every single part of you to understanding where you truly belong. Well, where you truly belong, then, you belong to that world of oneness. You are part of this very beautiful orchestra of the multiverse. You are deeply connected with everything around you and inside of you. You are deeply connected with the one that created you. Just like the apple contains everything about that tree. In the same way, you are. It is a place where you're not rejected. You have totally acceptance. No one is judging you. It is that place where you understand that you are love and that you are life, that you have always been life. And understanding this part, it is remembering why you're here, why you are in this realm of love, having all these experiences about love. In an hologram that you thought for a long, long time that life lives you, because that's what they taught you. in the patriarchal system. And life doesn't leave you. You are the driver. You are the one who is pushing this button, the hologram, about your lessons. It is you, the one who is driving your lessons in whatever you need. And the understanding that you are life, that you have always been alive, it's a very, very important thing in this time and space. The recognition of where do you belong. And when you think that you belong to your culture, that you belong to your family, that you belong to your country, that you belong to many things, you know, the people around you, and how you fake it in order to pretend, you're pretending very much in order to fit in. Fit in that you do have a reward right away, that it is going to vanish at the moment that you encounter who you are. Nobody can fit in that hologram as you are. It is very important at this time to be yourself. It is very important to you to bring back those tones that you thought that they were lost, and they're not, because nobody can take what it really belongs to you. And those tones belongs to you. You are love. And this is your time. This is the time when you become your very, very best friend. This is the time that you reach yourself. This is the time that you embrace truly who you are as a human being. As a human being, you have so much power. As a woman, you have all this power. As a man too. And then particularly you, you have your unique power. Those powers were given to you before you come into this realm. And I'm putting come because you're not truly here, but let's not go there for a moment. You receive those powers because you need it in order to make your work, your purpose in life. You think that you don't remember, but if you observe yourself, you will know that you never forgot. You will know that it has always been there. The part of you that feels that you don't remember, it is those parts that it was exchange your tones. So what is that beautiful? Born, you born with a song. You born with a vibration. And that vibration is beautiful. Beautiful as you are, as you intend to be done. That is doing that beautiful work of the connection with the one that created you all along. It's part of, we have more information in our website if you want to know this. We have in our culture, we have the ability about numbers and music. And when you understand that teaching about it, you can see that your original song, you're supposed to go into different octaves of the same music. That song, it is so absolutely unique. No one has it but you. No one. You go in life attracting people that there are some tones that they are related about that. And some they're not. when you were growing up and people begins to tell you that you cannot be this way or that way, you begin to create a shadow. You begin to create a different story, thinking that you're not going to be accepted if you show as you are, because that was the message. And then you begin to lose yourself. Yet, nothing is lost. Right now, in this time, in these powerful times that are in front of your face, you can tap into it and recognize what it is nature and what it is not. Yesterday, it was a powerful moment in the teachings, because we were talking about how the ancestors they were not measuring time. My ancestors, you know, they use this calendar, and I'm putting this in quotes too, because it's relative to the observer when we say calendar. It was a perception of time, but it was not a measuring of time. And you have many other cultures everywhere in the world. We were not just the only ones. But the ancestors, they were measuring consciousness. And when you think about what is that perception of time, you know that this perception of time, that it is linear, it was created by this Pope long, long time ago. And he wanted to create a linear perception of time so people can remain asleep. And it did happen until now, that people are waking up finally. Yet the perception of time, think about how does the butterfly perceive time? How does the tree perceive time? Everyone in their perception of time has a medicine that it is so bonded, just like human being has a medicine in the natural perception of time. So the question yesterday is like, if you need to create time, how are you going to create it? What do you think you're going to create? And people were questioning themselves. But you see, here is the natural part about it. And that is very much linked with what is that nature. If you think about time in yourself, you created landmarks, things that you remember, that it was an emotional signature, good one or bad one, doesn't matter, don't judge it. But you create landmarks. That is a vibration, isn't it? That is measuring consciousness, not time. The same thing if you think about the future. Every single possibility has a vibration. And you can relate with that vibration, each one of them, because you already live it inside of yourself. Can you see? It's measuring consciousness again. That it is the original human being medicine. Every single part of it, it is so absolutely beautiful. So, when we are able to understand what it is that part in you that it is natural and what it was completely an imposition of something that it is absolutely not nature. Separation is not nature. You have so many countries and they have these invisible boundaries, thinking that's how it is. It is an invisible boundary that doesn't really exist. The truth is that whatever is happening to you, it is also happening to me. Whatever it is happening in the world, it is happening to you. Everything, it is so deeply interrelated. Every people is your other you. And when you are able to understand this, the part of you that can see this and feel this, that's where you're going, because it's absolutely natural. You have empathy, and that empathy, it brings compassion, again, naturally. You understand yourself as love, then you're not begging for acceptance, isn't it? You're not afraid of rejection, because you are holding who you are in a place that you truly belong, naturally, instead of something artificial that you need to pretend just to feel the sensation of belonging. You have religions everywhere in the world. And that is beautiful. Whatever it is there, and it is all bonded into one. When you go into that oneness, one single knowledge, that's where you belong. It's not in the outside. It is deeply in the inside. And that deeply connection in the inside is what it is being manifested at this time, right there in your face for you to choose. Are you gonna keep on perpetuating that fake understanding of human being, or you're gonna go deeply inside of you in that place that you know that you don't need to fight for belonging, because it's natural. It is all natural. Think about the flowers. The daisy doesn't want to be rose. The rose doesn't want to be a bougainvillea. Each one has a medicine. So are you. And that beautiful medicine that you are is what you encounter at this time. It is powerful times. And so are you. You are a powerful being, and you have everything that you need to navigate in these times, because it's not the first time that human being needs to deal with this energy. Well, as a reminder, we have a seminar in Colorado, in Trinidad, Colorado. And we have in Minnesota. We have in Minnesota is in August. In Colorado is in April 19. And August 19 in Minnesota. We have priestess ceremony starting the 23rd of May. That you are welcome to come. And we have many ceremonies going on. Of course, we have a school online. This is your time to reach yourself. Join the school. See, where are you? You need to understand and embrace who you are. The only one that you need to reach is you. I want you to download Messages from the Great Mother. It is such a powerful message every day. Why we create that? Because the mother wanted you to remember that every day, every breath, she is walking with you. And using a little bit of technology, bringing this forward, it has been powerful, because you have a unique message only for you, that it is in perfect synchronicity with you. As a reminder, see all the events in your life as one. Every event is part of the big puzzle. Recognize the message, learn the lesson, and remember, you are love. You are life. Life doesn't leave you. It is you, the one who's the driver in this. Where you want to go? Well, thank you for your work. And keep on sending us emails. Our website is magdalas.com. That is magdalas.com. Keep on sending your emails. Thank you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you. I am Magdalas.